You mentioned the Cairo 2 study that was reported at ASCO, and prior to that was the PACE study looking at panitumumab combined with Bev, Cairo 2 with cetuximab. What was your take on why it didn't work, why neither of them worked?
We had high hopes for the combination to work based on the small Bone 2 trial where we combined cetuximab and bevacizumab in third line. In first line, all the results have been disappointed so far. Why aren't the drugs being at least addictive? Good question. I don't know how to explain that. Perhaps you interfering with pathways that are important for apoptosis. When you block in one of the pathways, perhaps you're actually disturbing the way the other blockage was going to cause that cell to enter into apoptosis. That's just something that perhaps could explain what's going on. But when we talk about the Cairo 2, even more disturbing or surprising than the lack of result for the combination is what you see with the FOLFOX or ZLOX combination for those patients who have the mutated KRAS, where the addition of cetuximab not only is not beneficial, but actually seems to decrease the efficacy of the chemotherapy. And again, the only explanation we can have when we look at that would be an interference with a mechanism of apoptosis or cell death.